Before I continue the message, I have a little clip to show you all. And we're going to show two little clips, and I want you to kind of dive into it. And please focus to what is on the screen and follow along. Try to remember what you see, okay? A second clip.
Final approach to Metropolis.
Double check gear, heroes.
Ready for action.
What are these things?
They seem to be coming out of the ground.
The whole city's being overrun. Start constructing my freezer battle machine on the remote building. Let's play.
Time to bust some heads.
Out of my way. Coming through.
Just keep coming.
Freeze to Alpha Team. Stormer's being dragged underground.
Infernal's been taken.
We're cleared to go underground and rescue our teammates.
Amen. Y'all just saw a little bit of some Legos on screen. Amen. Now, young people, what I did actually... Yesterday, I went to Toys R Us, my first time ever being there. And when I went to Toys R Us, I walked in and Lego had their own section in the store. They had their own section in the entire store. Lego had their own section. So I went, I said, hey, can you please tell me where the Legos are? And somebody said, go back there, that's a whole section. So I went back and I got me some Legos, right? But I got these Legos not for me to take home today, but some young person here, a young lady is going to leave with this one, and a young man is going to leave with this one. But I want you to pay attention, because after the service, if you pay good attention, you might leave with this. Amen? Amen. But the clip that I show you today was not for me to come and advertise Lego, even though very much I know they appreciate that I'm saying something about Lego. But the clip today, it shows us two important things that correlates with the message. And the title of the message today is a call to build. Someone say a call to build. A call to build. Now, before I get ahead of myself because I'm full of too much fire, let me make sure I go over protocol. Reverend Jackson, Deacon Robinson, church family, mother, sister, brother, everyone, it's good to be here today. Amen? And it's good to be in your midst. Thank you for sitting here and listening to what the Lord has to say through me. So the message title today is A Call to Build. A Call to Build. And Rihanna did an amazing job reading the passage of Scripture. I'm telling you, man, that girl was on the money, right? Not only did she do an amazing job, but all the young people, the choir, the participants, you guys are off the chain. My goodness. That was awesome. Let's give it up for our young people. Come on, y'all. Praise the Lord. to talk to you today on the topic, a call to build. And in Genesis chapter 5, chapter 6, verse 5 through 15, I'm going to read a couple of verses from India. Verse 8 says, "But Noah found favor in the sight of the Lord. These are the descendants of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God." Young people, I want you to repeat after me. Say, blameless. I can't hear you. Say, blameless. In his generation. Blameless in his generation. And they say, Noah walked with God. Mm-hmm. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build. A call to build. In the two clips that we saw earlier, the first clip, you saw several small pieces, individual pieces coming together to come in to form one thing. Much like when you take in each individual in a brick, in a house, each brick that you add together to make a house. Each brick is very important to the building of the house. It's the same thing. Each individual here this morning, each person in church today, you are all important to building the church. Each one of you are all important to the choir. Without you, there will be no choir. So the view I want you to grab this morning is that it takes an individual to be part of the whole. It takes an individual to be part of the building process. But in order for you to make yourself available to be part of God's kingdom, God's building, you have to answer the call to build. Tell the person next to you, did you answer the call to build? In the second clip, you see in the air, there's some heroes in the air. And while they're in the air, they notice that something is going wrong in the earth. They notice that the bad guys are coming from under the ground and they're tearing the earth up. And the heroes, did the heroes say we're just going to relax and stay up in the sky? No, I can't. What happened, Malika? Did the heroes say we're just going to stay and relax in the sky? I can't hear y'all. No. The heroes were flying in the sky, and they said, you know what? Something is going wrong in the earth, and we must go down to do something about it. I heard somebody say they'll do the same thing. Amen to that. Now, same thing, same story of Jesus. Jesus, he was maxing, relaxing in heaven, and the earth was full of destruction, full of evilness, and he said, Father, I want to go down to the earth and save the day. But today, Jesus is calling each one of us to be those individuals who build our lives so that other people's lives can be impacted, so that other people can see the salvation of God in the earth. A call to build, a call to build. So since the message is about building, one of the most fascinating toys that I have come across, it's Legos. And as you can see in this plastic, there are several pieces. Several pieces that when you put it together, it looks something like this. It looks something like this, or these toys on the back. When I opened the box yesterday and I took a look at the pieces, I was going to try to put it together. But when I saw all these pieces, I said, oh no, oh no, oh no. Some young person is going to be blessed. When you go home, you can have fun putting it together. All right? But too many pieces. But each one of these pieces in here are so important to the building process. And what I want to say to you, church, today is that each one of you here, you are very important to the building of this church. You are very important to the building of the kingdom of God. You are very important to the building of salvation in the earth. No matter how small you are, no matter how little you are, no matter how short you might be, like me, no matter what your situation is or what you think you are, God said, I can still use you because you are important to the kingdom of God. A call to build, a call to build. So, each one of us here today, as I said again and again, we're called to build a life that when someone look at us, they can see God in the earth. They can see the presence of God in the earth. You're not God. I'm not telling you you're God, but God has characteristics. God has certain attitude. God has certain ways of doing things. God has ways of talking, right? And God wants your life to be an example so that others can see him. Ask the person next to you, are you an example? Are you an example? Are you an example? The Lord wants you to build a lifestyle so that when others see you, they can see his son. They can see a glimpse of his son. When they look at you, perhaps your kindness, they can see God in how you're kind to people. Perhaps the way you talk to people, instead of you saying, get out of my face, or shut up. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Kids these days, sometimes some kids, not you guys are all angels. Yeah. All right? Some kids, when they want to tell a friend to be quiet in school, they don't say be quiet. They be like, shut up. Shut up. Now, think about this. If you were being addressed like that, would you like to hear that? Shut up. There's another way of saying it. The way God would talk in that case, God would say, please be quiet. I believe that. God is a respectful God. He's not a disrespectful God. Right? He's going to be respectful in it. Sometimes some people, when they say shut up, they add those four letters, you know, those bad ones. Shut the blank up, right? That's bad. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Oh, y'all don't act like y'all don't go to school. Y'all go to school. You guys are in school. And in school, you hear some of these four-letter words, right? And people use that. That's not how God called us to talk. If we're going to build a life that people can look at and see God in it, we have to be able to talk God language. We got to be able to talk with God sense. We have to be able to have God personality operating through us. We have to build a life where when somebody sees it, oh my goodness, I don't know you, but there is something about you. And you're like, yes, it's the Holy Ghost. Yes. Because God is in you. A call to build. Now, I went and did some research on Legos. Because being the educator that I am, I like to learn stuff. I'm nerdy. I'm a little nerd on the low, guys. I don't know if I have any nerdy friends here. But I'm like totally, totally nerdy. I love to learn a lot of stuff. So, okay, awesome, good. So, like, I wanted to learn more about Lego. So I did some research. And the word Lego comes from the Danish word legat. Legat. And what legat means, it means play well. And when I saw that, I was inspired because I started to wonder, how can something that deals with building, how can something that connects itself with building be fun? How can it be fun? Well, you think about this. If you're building something and you're not enjoying the process, the thing that you're building might not end up being what you want it to be. Just the other day, I came here for Thanksgiving, and I had some of Mother Collins' cake, that coconut-covered cake. Now, I've been hearing people talking about that cake for a long time. They said, oh, boy, you taste that cake. It's like the gateway to heaven. That cake is good. So, on Thursday, I came and I had some of the cake. And the cake was good. But you know, if Mother Collins were baking that cake and she did not enjoy the process, she did not have fun while building this cake, perhaps that cake might not be so tasty. And sometimes you know, when a person has fun cooking their food, you taste it, you say, Some of y'all come home some days, parents, y'all might front. But these young people know the days when your cooking is on point. And they know the days when your cooking is not on point. And sometimes, young people, you come home, and when you come home, you taste the cooking that's on point. Ooh, it smells good. I can't hear y'all. Smell good, taste good, look good, right? And then when your mama bring it to you, she's not like, take that food, eat it. No, mama is happy. Ooh, baby, we gonna have fun tonight. Ooh, have a seat right here. Because when you're building something and you're having fun with it, it turns out to be awesome. It turns out to be amazing. Because you're having fun. You're playing well. The same token go. If we're going to build our lives, we're going to build this body and the spirit of the living God. The Bible said, know ye not that the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. If the spirit of the living God is going to live inside of us, we're building this thing. We have to have fun doing it. Serving God is not a mystery. It's not a miserable thing. Oh, boy, I got to go back to church. That devil is a liar. I'm going to church to have some fun. What's up? What's up? Some people, sometimes we get worried, we get tired, and we don't feel it coming, right? We come and we're kind of tired. We are, oh, God, I got to go. I'm a deacon, so I have to be there, right? I'm a deacon. I got to be there. Well, I'm a pastor. I got to be there. Oh, I'm on the usher board. I got to be there. And sometimes while we're doing, busy doing, we take the fun out of the doing. And when you take the fun out of the doing, it becomes miserable. And God wants us to have fun while we're building his kingdom. Amen? Come on, somebody, put your hands together and give God some praise. Now, you will know a life where God's spirit dwells. When you meet somebody that has the presence of God, when you meet somebody who's been with God, who's been in the presence of God, you're going to know. Because when they move, you're going to sense the movement of God. When they talk, you're going to hear God speaking. When they interact with you, you're going to feel God interacting with you. Why? Because they have built a place where the presence of the living God dwells. Yes, and there are times when the presence of the living God is absent out of a person's life. There are times when you can sense the presence of God. And in those moments, it's because we have perhaps allowed ourselves to be our own God. Those moments are times that we have allowed, instead of listening to the voice of God, we said, no, I'm going to listen to myself. I'm going to do what I want to do. The Bible tells a story about a young boy named Samuel. And Samuel, he was chilling in church. He was born in church. Basically, his mama came to church, like, God, give me a son. God gave her a son. She brought the boy back to church. So one day, Samuel's in church, and while he's sleeping in church, God calls him. God's like, Samuel, what's good, my man? God's like, Samuel, yo, what's good, man? And every time God called Samuel, Samuel thought it was the priest that was calling him. It's almost like you in your crib and you sleeping, right? In your crib. And while you in your crib sleeping, God calls you, Davon, Alyssa, Alan, Mikey. And you sleep in your house, and God call you, and instead of you saying, yes, Lord, you run. Yes, mama. Yes, grandma. Yes, auntie. God is calling you, but what's happening? You don't know God is calling you. Why? Because you live in an environment where the voice of God has not been heard for such a long time. And I'm not saying that's happening in your house. Your house is awesome. The presence of God is there. Amen. In your household, your parents are doing a great job. Praise the Lord for that. But Samuel lived in a place, he lived during a time where nobody could hear from God. But when God called Samuel, one thing that Samuel did not say, "What, God?" And y'all know, young people, I don't like when I call someone, they tell me what. Whether it's young people or adults, I don't like it. Amen to that? Imagine if I'm calling you to give you $100. I'm like, "Tanisha, what?" What? I'm trying to give you $100 and you saying what? That's right. The church can use this $100. I'm going to give it to the church instead. But sometimes when people call you, young people, I want to encourage you guys. This one's for you right here. When people call you, don't say what, please. Say yes. Yes, sir. There you go. Yes, right? Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Xavier. Because when you say yes, they feel good. So even if your mama's about to give you the business, she's about to give you the right hand of fellowship. She's about to give you the right hand of fellowship. Well, even when your mama's about to give you the right hand of fellowship, and she said, "Son, don't be like, what, mama?" Because that's going to double the right hand of fellowship. You might get the right hand and the left hand of fellowship. Right? But if your mama call you, even when you know you did, especially when you know you did something bad, ooh, this is when you got to be good. Mama call you, daddy call you, "Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. What have I done? Forgive me, for I have done such a wrong thing. I have sinned against thee, mother, daddy." I'm telling you, young people, if you put that, if you're supposed to get 10, you're only going to get 3 or 4. It's going to go down. If you're supposed to be grounded for 4 weeks, you only got 1 week. Try it. Try it. Try it. Let me know what happened, right? Try it next time. Let me know. Listen to what I'm saying to y'all. Kindness makes a way. Amen? Come on, y'all put their hand together and give the Lord some praise. So, here, a call to Bill. When you hear God calling you, please don't say, "What, God? What do you want from me?" Mm-hmm. When God calls you, don't say what. You're supposed to say, "Yes, Lord." Uh-huh. You say, "Yes, Lord." And when you say yes to the Lord, be willing to build your life so that people can see God in your life. And I did some more research about Lego Company. And Lego, they have certain core values. Some of their core values include, they want you to use your imagination. When you have all these pieces and you're trying to put them together, they want you to use your imagination to put these things together. To be creative. They want you to have fun. Church should not be boring, y'all. Right? Y'all hear what I'm saying to y'all? Church should not be boring. If you come to church and it's not fun, something is up. Y'all get what I'm saying? When you come to church, we playing them songs. Don't be like, "Well, this is church. I can't get down in church, you know. This is the house of the Lord." But then you go to the party, they say, "Drop it like it's hot. Hey, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot." And y'all start getting that little, "Ooh, boy, that's my song, that's my song, that's my song. DJs don't play that, DJ. Drop it like it's hot. Hey, drop." And you see people getting down. They're dancing in heaven. And then when they come to church, we singing, "I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God." What? Yeah, "I am a friend of God." We good. "I am a friend. Have some fun." And some of y'all teenagers, y'all know, when y'all go to those parties, where to turn the lights down and it's dark. Oh, I'm on your avenue, right? And then you got people standing against the wall. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about because y'all was there before too. And they turn the lights down. And people are standing against the wall. Y'all be moving that. You don't be like, oh, I'm just here, you know. I'm not going to dance. No. You see the most shy, the person that you see in church that's always quiet and shy, you see them to the party? Boy, yeah, it was good in here. So, serving God, one of the building bricks that I want to give you guys, I want to give you a couple of building bricks to serve, to build this house where God can dwell in. And one of them, use your imagination, young people. Some of you guys are poets. Some of you guys are songwriters. Some of you guys are rappers. Next time we have youth church, y'all should be reading some of your poems. Y'all should be doing your rhymes in church. Use your imagination, your creativity to give God the glory. Your creativity is a building brick. Your imagination is a building brick. Your ability to have fun, that's another building brick. Use these things to build a place where God can dwell in. Today, we read about a man named Noah. And the Bible says that Noah was a blameless man. But if you do the research about Noah's life, Noah was not always a blameless man. The Bible specifically said that Noah was a righteous man in his day. And the reason why the Bible says that Noah was a righteous man in his day is because, like each one of us, Noah was not perfect. Noah had some things to his life that he had to work with. He had some things in his life that he had to work on. So young people, church, God calls you to build today. And don't say, well, God, I'm not perfect. Don't say, God, I'm not righteous. Regardless of who you are and what you've been through, God wants you to build a life so that others can see him through your life. God wants you to be carriers of his presence. The Bible says that when God made Adam and Eve, his desire for Adam and Eve was to carry his presence. His desire for Adam and Eve was to be agents of heaven in earth. And each one of us will call to be agents of heaven in earth. On earth, you are an agent sent by God to the earth. You have to build your life so others can see him through you. Noah was called to build. He didn't say, God, well, I got to go do my homework. Homework is important. Make sure you do your homework. When Noah was called to build, he said yes. He went and he built. I can imagine Noah building this ark. And as he's building this ark, people were making fun of him. And young people, when you decide to build your life for God, people might sometimes make fun of you. But don't you stop building. Build. Keep on building. Keep on building. Because God is going to use you one day to even touch the lives of those people who are making fun of you. Know what? Built an ark that was one football field and a half, 1.5, one whole football field. Talking about football, y'all know this Thursday, right? Tina got the business from Hackensack. And this is kind of hard because I'm a Tina guy, but I'm in church in Hackensack. So either way, I win. But don't make me say basketball, though. Y'all know about basketball, right? Y'all know Tina gave y'all the business, give Hackensack the business in basketball, right? Okay, we'll pray about that, too. All right, so Noah built this ark, and the ark was one football field. You see how huge a football field? One football field and a half. That was humongous. And then, like, three stories high. But through Noah, God saved the earth. God saved the earth. He saved people through Noah's lives. And what this says to us young people is that when we build as God calls us to build, what happens now is that God is going to use your life to bring salvation to other people, to save other people, to help other people. He's going to use your life to do that. But you first have to listen to him. You got me? You got to listen to him. Amen? In the ark that Noah built, there's three things that I want to just mention to you and I'm done. The three things that were in the ark. One, there are people in the ark. Say with me, say people. There are people in the ark. Secondly, there are animals in the ark. And thirdly, there are food in the ark. People, animals, food. People, animals, food. Talk to me. People, animals, food. So people, animals, and food, God told Noah to take into the ark of safety. Couple of years down the line, God tells Moses to build an ark of the covenant. And in that ark of the covenant, there's three things. There's manna, there's the staff from Aaron, and then there's the Ten Commandments that are kept in there. What I'm saying to you young people is this. When you build your life, make sure you have the Spirit of the living God dwelling inside of you. Amen? Amen? Make sure the Spirit of the living God is dwelling inside of you so that you can be able to give life to someone else. Amen? Bow your heads and close your eyes with me, please. God, we thank you for the word today, a call to build. God, I pray that each and every one of us here will adhere to this word to build our lives so other people can see you in us. To build our lives so that your glory can be throughout the earth, God. I pray for your young people that no matter how young they might be, God, you will use them. Use them to bring glory to the earth. Use them to bring glory, Father God, to their families. Use them to bring glory even to the church. Father, I pray that your presence will abide within them. Bless each and everyone who have heard this word today. May we live for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.